Welcome to Uni Jena International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. Today's episode is about mentoring programs, and I'm Verena Wilk, and I'm working at two departments of the university, in the International Student section of the International Office and at the university's Career Point. And today, my guests are Laura Huschenbett, coordinating the mentoring programs of the International Office, and Matteo Andres Centeno Torres, who participated in the programs. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. Laura and Matteo, would you please introduce yourself briefly? Laura, do you want to start, maybe?
Yeah, I can. Yes, I'm Laura Huschenbett, and I work for the International Office, as you already said, for the mentoring program since last year.
Okay, nice to have you here. Matteo.
Hi, my name is Matteo. I am a physics student in Jena since the summer semester 2022, and I am a mentee and was also a mentee in these programs. Yeah.
Okay, nice to have you here as well. So today's podcast is about mentoring, and maybe we can directly start. What kind of mentoring programs does the International Office of the University of Jena have, Laura?
We have two programs for the mentoring, and the one is the initial mentoring, and the other is the subject-specific mentoring program. And the initial mentoring, it's for all international students who come to Jena, and they can have support in the first weeks for the immatriculation, for finding a flat and so on. And it's really only for the first steps in Jena. And the subject-specific mentoring, it's during the studies, and it's, it's a support concerning only the subject and to have help, by the organization for, in the studies.
Okay, thank you so much. That sounds really helpful. So if international students are new to Jena, does an arrival mentor help them?
Yeah, they can apply for the program via internet. There is a form where they just have to fill in their dates and their name and their studies. And when they will arrive to Jena, that's important for us to know that we can find a mentor. And yeah, if they register for the program, they will have a mentor for the initial mentoring program.
Okay, so we could call it an all-round support, could we?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's more the help for self-help or for self-organization, and it's a support.
Okay.
And it's for doing the first steps like the enrollment, as I already said, or for the registration at the citizen service, or for the preparation of the timetable, or for the registration for the exams, opening a bank account, and everything what needs to be done in the first weeks. And the mentors, they support that the international students can do the steps, for example, the timetable, creating the timetable in the next semesters on their own.
Okay. Yeah. So the mentors help a lot. Who are the mentors? Who is mentor?
The mentors are students.
Okay.
Which already study at least one semester in Jena. And know German on the level of B1. That's important for doing all the paper stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's or it's helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not necessarily, but it's helpful to know some German. And sometimes they were once a mentee in the initial mentoring program, or they have been abroad also, and they know how it feels like being alone in a new town or in a new country. We are people who are interested in intercultural situations and meetings. Yeah.
And how does one become a mentor? How? Yeah. What do I have to do?
They have to apply via the form on our website. It's the same way as becoming a mentee.
Okay.
And then they will have an email by us, with some important information. And then they have to visit a short training session where they have the, the most important information for being a mentor. And then it could start already.
Okay, that sounds great. And it's also a very valuable experience when you become a mentor yourself, I guess. And maybe you could explain that briefly a bit, how it is to be a volunteer mentor.
Yeah, it's good because of several reasons, I would say, because it's intercultural learning. You can improve your language skills. You can have a friendship with people from all over the world. You can you can have a certificate. You can have the certificate in between a certification program of the international office and, have thankfulness by the mentees, of course.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay, good to know. So thank you a lot, Laura, for these details. Now, welcome, Matteo, again. Hello. And Matteo himself is mentee in the mentoring program. And he was in the initial mentoring. And maybe, Matteo, you can tell us, how was this initial mentoring for you? And did it help you?
Yes, of course. It was a really nice experience, I must say. My mentor was always really friendly and willing to help, especially what concerns the topics of assurance, bank account, the mm-hmm. city registration. I still remember I have some problems getting registered to a French course here in the university, and she was really helpful with that also. And I remember that the first days she also took me to Fritzmitte for the first time, which was really cool.
What's they have the first prize.
Well, it's a kind of a restaurant chain right here in Jena where you can get the best fries in the world, I would say. I mean, at least they have been the best I have tried. They have also very good sauce. And yes, so after a couple of weeks, we kind of lost a little of contact with each other, but we actually do have still each other's number. So yeah, it has been such a nice experience with her. Yeah.
So the first steps can be a bit challenging, and she helped you with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
When great. Someone is new here, beginning a career, beginning a new life in a new country, it's very useful to have someone with you. Definitely.
Thank you. Matteo, who can join and benefit from subject-specific mentoring, and how do you sign up for it? I mean, you also are in the subject-specific mentoring?
Yeah, exactly. So I had to kind of fill out a formula for that. But I think Laura can tell us a little bit more about how the procedure is there.
Yes, please.
Yeah. It's only for degree-seeking students, mm-hmm. the subject-specific mentoring. And you can apply via a form on our website. So it's quite easy. And then there is an information session where you have to join, where you have to take part. And after that, we find some one student subject-specific mentor and one academic mentor.
Another question would be, what does a subject mentor need to be able to do if one wants to become a subject-specific mentor?
He or she should have been a mentor in the initial mentoring.
Why that?
Because then they already have experience in the mentoring situation mm-hmm. and perhaps they know already a bit about intercultural situations
yes.
and intercultural learning. So it should be like this, but it's not obligatory. They should know their own subject quite well mm-hmm. to help the others. And they should be familiar with the structures at the University of Jena and also in their faculties, of mm-hmm. course. They should know the procedures relevant to their studies. And they should be interested in meeting new people and helping new students, international students, to have a successful study time here.
Thank you so much. Matteo, maybe do you want to talk a bit about how your subject mentoring works right now?
Yes, of course. Well, when I began my bachelor's in physics here, I was kind of very stressed because we have to do a lot of series of exercises. Mm-hmm. Every week we have to write a protocol. So sometimes you just think, this is too much, I cannot understand this part. So when it happened, I used to meet in person with my mentor at mm-hmm. the university, maybe in some free seminar room, where we could talk to each other about what I didn't understand in class, what my problem was at the moment with the homework. And if we could not meet each other, we used to also write to each other through WhatsApp, and he used to answer really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's not here in Germany anymore. He's in Brazil, but we still keep the contact. We still write to each other when I have some questions. Maybe not as often as I used to because now I'm in my third semester. So I kind of already got used to my studies, but whenever I need help, he's there. So it's such a nice program, I must say.
Good to hear that. So this is the idea of the program, right? So to have help in the beginning and then to... Yeah,
that's perfect, as Matteo said. And I think if he needs more help, he can call the mentor again and say, hey, I need some more help and it should work out. And that's really nice to hear that.
Okay, that was so many great information about the program. And maybe, just to add this, it's for free, right?
Yeah, that's for free.
Of course.
Everything. The initial mentoring is for free and the subject-specific mentoring is for free.
So the chances are good that if one registers for the program, both being a mentor and or being a mentee, chances are great to get a mentor or a mentee to participate in the program, right?
Yeah, in both cases, or in the three cases, I would say it's always you only have to apply and you will find a mentee or a mentor. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I mean, this is a great opportunity for everyone who's new in Jena and to have some support. Finally, Laura and Matteo, do you have any tips for international students in Jena? Matteo, what do you think? Is there one?
Well, I would recommend them to try to meet as many people as possible. I think contacts are very important from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe through different activities of the university, sports. There are like different student groups of any kind, maybe music, religion, I don't know, whatever. But there are also very nice offers from the international office, like for example, the Info Cafe. But maybe Laura can tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I would really recommend to visit the Info Cafe at the beginning of the studies. It's in the 2 or 3 weeks before the lecture starts. And there will be some workshops concerning, the sports or the living in Jena or, how to spend the leisure time in Jena, how to find a flat, how to organize my studies. So it could concern the studies or the leisure time. And there are a lot of international students and sometimes there are the mentors. So some German guys will be there too. And there you can get to know a lot of people, to make some networking and to get to know the places where you can have a good time or where you can find help if you need help. And I also recommend to all international studies students, if they need help, please write an email or call us. And for each problem, we will find a solution.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's a nice word for the end. Thank you so much to both of you. I'm very, very happy that you were my podcast guests today. Thank you so much. And thanks a lot for your insights and the useful information. I think it's a great idea, the mentoring programs. And to the listeners, of course, thank you very much for your interest, for listening. And of course, as usual, you will find the links, the show notes, all the important information to read again, to have the links to the websites in our show notes. Thank you so much and see you soon or listen to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.